Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have three guests with us. This is pretty exciting, and they're here to tell us about a quilt show coming up. So we're going to talk with Sonia Clausen first. And where and when, where are we going to come see this quilt show, Sonia?
Okay, the Atlantic PPO Does. BPO Does.
Yeah, that's a tongue
quilt show in Bakesell is Saturday, November 5th from 10 to 3 at the Atlantic Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street.
All right, so good time to show up there to do lots of different kinds of things. And Sonia, why don't you just go ahead and tell us about the quilt show itself?
We will be showing locally owned quilts, and we display them very well, and they are all beautiful.
Of course.
Everybody works like so hard on them.
Awe-inspiring when you go to see those.
It is. And we will display them all, and we will also be having a quilt raffle.
All right. I'm going to come back to the quilt raffle. But how are you getting all of these quilts? Because you're inviting just anybody who'd like to show a quilt, I believe. But then how do they get them to you?
They can take them down to the quilt store at Something For You at 501 Poplar or Chestnut Street.
Right. And that's the old Schweizer store, correct?
Yes, it is.
So they've moved up the street from where they were before. And if you haven't been in there, that's kind of fun, right?
It is.
You go in there a lot.
Yes,
right?
I do. I'm in there almost every day, it seems like, here lately. But yeah, they have the most wonderful fabric and they have it set up very well, and I enjoy going in.
Yeah, it's great. It's so colorful, and it's well organized and so on. And I'm going to come back to the raffle in a minute, Sonia. But first, I'm going to visit with Ellie Rutherford. And tell us a bit about what's your involvement.
Well, I'm in charge of the poinsettia sales and the bake sale. And every year, we take orders for poinsettias. They come from Knoyer's Nursery. We have large ones for $20. There's 9 to 12 blooms. You wouldn't believe how big they are. The medium plants are $10, and they have 5 to 9 blooms. And they will be delivered after Thanksgiving. They come in red, pink, marble, or a creamy white.
Isn't it amazing all the different colors there are anymore?
Oh, they're gorgeous.
And I know anybody in the area that knows Knoyer's knows that they're going to get a really nice plant that will last for a long time. So you order them now, which is early in November. When do they arrive?
They will arrive after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
They call us, and then they bring them up.
Okay, so you'll make arrangements.
Yes.
As people purchase them, you'll make arrangements with how they'll get them.
Right.
So, yes, I've had one in the past, and it's lovely. And we have lots of sources of poinsettias. But in this case, it's also supporting a lot of good work. And I think, Jan Bramer, you're going to talk about the good work that the Does did.
Yes. We're very proud of our work. We have several local projects. Here in town, we do the Atlantic Little League, the public library, the fire department, Meals on Wheels, and the food pantry, Lifeline program, the Lullaby program, Arise and the YMCA, the Atlantic Animal Shelter. We have scholarships for countywide students, and we provide cookies for the Bloodmobile. We sponsor Halloween party for Cass Inc. Our national programs, which every Doe in the United States supports, is Dogs for the Deaf and Dogs for Autism.
Yeah, the Dogs for Autism, that's sort of a new thing.
Yeah, it's fairly new, but it's working out so well. It helps these kids so much.
Isn't it amazing what dogs can do and how you can get the dogs and the people together?
Yes, and they seem to sense when someone's in trouble.
Yes.
Their person is in trouble.
That's right. They're very well trained. And
yes.
Just like all, you know, we've had the dogs for the hard of hearing for a long time,
I mean,
for the blind for a long time.
Right.
But they're just finding more and more possibilities.
These dogs are amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Have you seen like a TV or a video or anything of them?
Yes.
Like turning on the lights and opening the refrigerator door.
Right.
And
it's amazing. They just do so many things, and they help so much those people who really need the help.
So all of you can feel really good about saying we've got a little
we've got
investment
a little part
there.
Of there.
That's right.
Yes.
And that list is so long. Do you know, Jan, how many members you have in DOES that are kind of active? I mean, just an approximate number.
Oh, it's a little over 100, I believe,
okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
And
but not all of them are real active doing
no,
this
they're
stuff.
Not.
They're being supportive maybe in other ways, but
yes.
There's a group of you who just work,
oh,
work,
there's
work.
20 to 30 of us who are very, very active.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Maybe somebody saw us down in the city park when they had the firemen's picnic.
Okay.
We were there serving cake for a free will donation. It's one of our fundraisers.
And you mentioned cake. You were at Produce in the Park providing cakes
yes.
for the kids to decorate.
Yes.
Oh,
that,
gosh.
That just, was something that Ellie helped with.
Yeah. What fun that was, Ellie.
Yes.
The kids love it, don't they?
Well, they do.
Yes.
And Sherry Kramer actually, I think, headlined that
yes.
part of it. But yes.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, made sure the cakes were there and all the decorating stuff and so on. So that's great. And I'm sure that you enjoy that kind of interaction with people. You know, a lot of times you give money,
yes.
but this sometimes you also get to interact.
Oh, yes. And the community is so supportive of us. When we do have a fundraiser, which we do, we have various ones throughout the year so that we can support all these charities that I just mentioned.
Yeah. So the quilt show is one of those fundraisers, and we mentioned the poinsettias, but somebody needs to talk about the bake sale.
Well, I guess that's me again. The food is always delicious. Those doughs,
of course.
Whether they're active or not, can they cook? And we'll have cakes, pies, cupcakes, muffins, brownies, cookies, and breads like pumpkin breads and banana breads and things. And we might be lucky and get some fresh white breads. We have a couple ladies that can really,
ooh, yummy.
Really raise the yeast.
Yeah.
they'll be delicious and they'll be reasonably priced.
All right. So that's all happening at this same time.
Yes.
Now, I kept putting Sonia off because she wants to talk about the quilt raffle.
Yes. We're lucky enough this year that we have two different quilts
oh.
that we are raffling this year. A full-size one and then... either a wall hanging or a baby quilt or just something to display on the back of your furniture or whatever. The tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5. The quilts are actually on display in the window at Something for You.
Okay.
And Cindy and Katie do have tickets there if you're interested in buying one. I'm also selling them.
And you can buy them that day?
Yep, you can buy them all day until 3 o'clock.
Okay. Now, what if I'm not there when you draw?
You don't have to be present to win.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah.
You come and buy your tickets or buy your tickets ahead and
mm-hmm.
Know that you'll be in on that possibility. Now, Sonia, you made one of those.
I actually made both.
You made both of them.
I
oh,
did.
My goodness. You are a quilter extraordinaire. So talk a little bit of the bigger one. What are the colors in that?
It's pretty much every color you can imagine. It's very bright, orange, green, yellow, blue, black.
So it'll fit anywhere.
Gold. Yeah, it will fit anywhere. It's very, and the backing is a splash of all the colors with it.
Okay. And how big is that, did you say?
It's a full-size quilt.
Full size. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the pattern? Oh, I'm going to stump Sonia the quilter because they all have interesting names. That's okay. It reminds me a little bit of neckties, but that's not a very good description.
I think it's X marks the spot.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell us then about the smaller one.
The smaller one was part of the larger one, and I just made it into little squares and put it together.
All right. So mm-hmm. every good quilter saves all of those pieces,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I bet you have a closet full of fabric.
Oh, yeah.
That you got to do that to be a quilter because you never know when you're going to be able to put those things to use.
Absolutely.
So, Jan, are you a quilter?
No, kind of.
Not at the same level as Sonia.
Oh,
but
my, no. She's an expert. I have been helping with the quilts for the homeless, and we're putting those together.
Another project. Oh, my
Sonia
goodness.
Sonia is spearheading that also.
Okay. And Jan, are you a quilter? I'm sorry, Ellie, are you a
quilter? No, I really am not.
You just help with the quilt
show.
I just
make signs. And
all right, you know. It takes everybody to make it happen.
It does.
So, you know, that's really important, and I know you have a good time doing that while you do all that hard work. So, Sonia, remind us of where we need to come see the quilt show, buy baked goods, and buy poinsettias.
Saturday, November 5th from 10 to 3 at the Atlantic Elks Lodge at 501 Poplar Street.
Okay, just get there 10 to 3, come in either door.
Should
mention that, and downstairs at the back is handicapped accessibility, but you can come in the front door too, and there's an elevator, so it's pretty easy to get into the Elks. So don't miss out. 10 to 3, you have a lot of time to get that in your schedule this Saturday.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much to Ellie Rutherford and Jan Bramer and Sonia Clausen for being with us to talk about the quilt show. Until next time, here's a thought from Napoleon, actually. Take time to deliberate, but when the time for action arrives, stop thinking and go in.